The call will be recorded so you can listen back in the next couple of days and have your friend and other people who are just coming into the business also listen to this call. Got a lot of valuable information tonight.
Well, thanks so much for hosting, Joel, and thanks to each and every one of you who are dialed in around the United States. Appreciate you investing your most valuable asset, which is your time. Still hearing lots of people join us, and appreciate you being on the line to learn more about how to build your business, and that's what we're going to be talking about is creating momentum in all three stages of your business. But before we do that, I've got some very important housekeeping. Dave Sandoval, our founder and owner, chief science officer, the creator of the Purium products, is going to be in southeastern Florida June 23rd through the 26th. I know there's going to be two meetings on Friday the 24th, a morning meeting and an evening meeting. There's also going to be a very nice meeting. Well, actually, the evening meeting on Friday the 24th is going to be fantastic down in Miami. It's going to be a dinner, and it's going to have music and Dave's presentation. So a different type of Purium presentation, a South Beach presentation. It's going to include a gift card for all of the guests that show up, and it's $45. But actually, if somebody shows up, chooses not to utilize a gift card, then it'll only be $25. So more information is on the website there about that Friday evening event. There's also a Saturday evening event, and just added a Sunday morning event also at a restaurant down in the Miami area. So most of the events in Boynton Beach and Miami, so up and down the southeastern coast in just a couple of weeks. So if you know somebody down in southeastern Florida, or especially if you are in southeastern Florida, get plugged in, check the website, or call customer service. They'll get you all the information you need to know where to be and when to be and who to be there with. And, you know, these are opportunity meetings in which Dave's going to be talking about the product. He's also going to be talking about the business. So good stuff happening there. Another important thing, the website, the PHP Order website, we're making some major strides in updating and upgrading that site. We're going to do it all at one time. So you're not going to see little parts and pieces and one part added, another part added. We're going to be spending a lot of time this week and next week working through and making modifications. And if you've seen the Purium catalog, you know how good the design can be for our company and how things are getting upgraded. Well, the website's going to be even better. Really excited about how that's coming together. So new message, new information, better flow, and, you know, it's weeks away, not months away. Very exciting things. And that's going to help make our gift card marketing system even more effective. You know, the gift cards are the ultimate and perfect invitation, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight, the perfect invitation in the business. And then the PHP order site is really going to become the ultimate presentation. We're going to be creating a PowerPoint presentation, doing an online webinar, adding that to the website as well. I know we're working on sizzle calls and a variety of other things with distributors to help create more effective, exciting, fun, compelling tools to add some sizzle onto the steak and add some more excitement and more energy around these fantastic products. There's no debate that we have high-value, high-quality products. It's just a matter of people understanding really the potential of the business opportunity. And a big part of that is the gift card marketing system. And so every week we give away 20 free gift cards just to promote the system that we believe in so much. And the winner this week was Bonnie Barrett out of Clearwater, Florida. So congratulations to Bonnie. She has three cards redeemed this week. And it doesn't go to the person with the most card redemptions. You only need one card redemption in the week to get your name in the hat. But obviously, the more redemptions you have, the better your opportunity for winning. And Bonnie had three cards redeemed this week. She's a new distributor. She's off to a fast start. Congratulations, Bonnie. There's 20 more cards, $1,000 in retail value, actually $200 in wholesale value, available to your business. So, you know, we're big believers in this gift card marketing system, and that leads right into our training tonight, which is the three phases of momentum. And the first phase of momentum is building. It's recruiting and duplicating. It's your efforts and being worthy of duplication. It's the foundation of your business. It's the hardest part of your business. It's the most important part of your business, and ultimately the most rewarding part of your business, which is to create the team that's going to build out your unilevel plan. It's going to build out your matching bonuses, and it's going to get you into the recruiters pool, the consultant creators pool, and all the bells and whistles that we have in our new and upgraded compensation plan. So how do you build a business? Well, we utilize an acronym called PIPE, pipeline, and PIPE stands for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. So you've got to make your list of prospects, focus on quantity and quality, the most people you can have from your cell phone list, your email list, your Facebook friends, your business cards, all that, then start to prioritize who you think you know the best and who you think is going to do the best. And then we have the perfect invitation. We have the perfect invitation, which is the gift card. It's an opportunity for somebody to try our products for free. We believe in these products so much that we're willing to give those products away. We do really a co-share, a co-op advertising with you and with the prospect. So you pay for the gift cards, the prospects pay for shipping and handling, and the company pays for the products and really loses money on every card that is redeemed. So, you know, it's an opportunity for everybody to try out the product, and once that happens, we know that people will become customers, and we know that people will become distributors. And that's what building is all about. It's belief and instilling belief. The higher your belief, the bigger your belief, the more intense your belief, the easier it is to build your business, because the easier it is to instill belief in others. So the more that you utilize the products, the better the results that you have in your products, the better your testimonial is about your products, the more excited you are about your business, the more momentum you create, the more folks you're talking to, the more cards you're handing out. All that comes across as energy, as excitement, as interest level, and so that is what creates the momentum of your business. And those gift cards are the piece that allows you to tap into that passion. I guarantee you that if you talk to every single person you knew, every single person, and said, would you like to have true financial freedom? Would you like to have a business that sends you a check every month, whether you work or not? Everyone would say yes. The only issue is, are people willing to do what it takes to get to that point? And that's what we're talking about here tonight. And the first step is building. It's recruiting. And those gift cards are helpful because it allows you to tap into your prospect list, to make that friendly phone call, to say, hey, I want to give you something of value. I've been using these products. I've been getting great results. And I want to meet you. I want to send you something. I want to read this number to you and direct you to this website so you can try this product because I think it will help you. And even utilizing the 3-foot rule, even going out and meeting new people, always having a couple of gift cards in your wallet, in your purse, is really helpful. And actually, somebody who does that is on the line here tonight. We were just talking about that today, and that's Joel Calandrillo out of Weston, Florida. Joel, if you want to jump on the line and just share 2-3 minutes about what you're doing with the gift cards, how you're managing and following up, utilizing your gift cards, and what the results have been.
Sure. Am I coming loud and clear?
Yep. Can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, so just as you mentioned, I always have at least minimum 2 cards in my wallet. And when I receive my gift cards, I get like 10 at a time, I write down the numbers on a sheet of paper, like a piece of loose leaf paper. And basically when I go out, into the field, I'm out in my normal day, I actually kind of check off the ones that are in my pocket. So then when I do give them out that day, I'll know which one I gave out, and I'll put the person's name down and information next to that number. Then I would then after about a couple of days, if I see the person didn't use the card, I'll give them a call and say, hey, how's everything going, and kind of follow up and see where they're at with it, and push them a little bit, kind of hold the hand through the first stage until they do. And I've pretty much given out somewhere about 25 of them, maybe we were talking about today, right, about 23, 25. I've had about 11 or 12 redeemed already. And what was great, last month I hit the recruiters pool. And can we see those numbers over the line?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the pool was close to like $600. You know, it was like about almost close to $200 per share. And the way it works is, you know, each person you sign up for over 150 points, you get one share. So I had three people sign up for over, you know, 150 points, and, you know, with the help of the gift cards. And I've got close to an extra $600 on my check, which was great, which is fantastic. So getting out there, giving out the cards, being passionate and enthusiastic about it, and, you know, it's a slow process, you know, as far as, you know, you have to walk them through it a little bit, but then it definitely pays off because it's something that's easily, you know, people could use the product for free, which is great, experience the product, you know, and there's no risk to the person except, you know, $9.95, which is nothing, you know, it's lunch, you know, it's a cheap lunch, you know, at a diner.
Yeah,
what
well,
I really love about it, too,
is
that, you know, the cards look really great. It's like you feel good about giving someone a card, you know, and I think a killer is, you know, to actually give it with the new catalog. I'm blown away by the new catalog. The catalog is unbelievable. I mean, everyone should have at least, you know, if you're giving out these cards, I would definitely give a catalog with each card, you know, and kind of like go through maybe some of the products because you could see right in the beginning the beautiful pictures of the Power of 10 and, the, you know, new weight loss product, you know, the new meal option, you know, the whole food meal and the pre-meal capsules, the control, and you kind of like just show them, like, this is what you'll get, and look at, and you could show them what it costs retail. And, you know, even though they're getting a two-week supply, a little smaller version of the chocolate and the Power of 10 veggie, it's still, you know, who else is doing that? No one in this industry is giving away free product just by paying shipping and handling with no, you know, risk, no, you know. So I think it's great, you know, that
you hit on some big points, Joel. I mean, one of them is the concept of following up. And so, you know, you hand out the gift card, you write down the number, and by doing that, you never lose control of the process. And that's something that's really important to understand. Is, you know, if you write down the name, the phone number, email address of the person you're giving the card to and the number, now if they said, yeah, I'd love to redeem that sounds great, I want to try that Power of 10, I want to control that, try that control weight loss system, and they don't do it, now you can call back a week later, now you can call back 2 weeks later and say, hey, I thought you were going to use that, but that's okay if you don't want to. I'm just going to recycle that and utilize that with somebody else. And you'll find oftentimes somebody will say, no, I'll use it. And so, you know, whereas if you gave out a bottle of product, that bottle's gone. You're never going to see it again. Whether that person uses it or doesn't use it, you'll never know. With the gift card marketing system, you know whether somebody is using your invitations, and it's easy for you, as Joel is doing, to track his business, to see what's going on. So he's handed out 20-something cards. He's got 12 redemptions, he's got 3 enrollments, and now he's got a process that he can manage, now that he has a process that he can look at and see what's happening in his business, and that's so, so important. And the gift card concept came from, I used to own a spa, and I had these gift cards that gave away free treatment in my spa, and my staff used to laugh because when I would fly out, I live in Colorado, and my spa was in Florida, and when I'd fly out, they would say, David, how many free treatments did you give away? You know, who's on the schedule? Because, you know, I would hand somebody the card, and as I'm handing them the card and saying, oh, you know, you can utilize this for a free treatment, you know, they thought, oh, my gosh, you're giving me a free treatment worth $125. What a nice guy. You own your own business. How cool is that? I'd say, hey, I'll do one better. You know, I'll actually you know, make the appointment right now. Just tell me what times and days work best for you. So, I mean, I would use the card a lot of times as a prop. So instead of me being so pushy to be like, hey, you know, I want to sign you up in my spa, we'd start talking. I'd offer them something. They'd be so excited about it. And rather than me let go of the card, not because I was afraid of letting go of the card, it was just because I controlled the process, the card became a prop for me. So we've got a lot more ground to cover, so Joel, thanks so much for sharing. I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more, you know, from you in weeks to come, and
no
always
problem.
Appreciate you hosting the call. But we're going to move on from you know, utilizing the gift cards as an invitation to talking about the presentation, the enroll process, and the duplication process, which is all part of phase one. So after you hand out that gift card, after people have experienced the product, after you follow up, make sure that they're getting a presentation. And we're working on a new website, as I said. But make sure that, you know, whether it's the catalog or whether it's talking with somebody over the phone, that they're getting the information that you want to communicate about the products and about the business. And again, Dave Sandoval's coming down in a couple of weeks to Southeast Florida. If you're down that way, that's going to be the best presentation that you're going to get in a good long while, because Dave's the real deal and he's going to be there face to face. So utilize that. Be clear about how to enroll somebody. Know the value of the bronze, silver, and gold pack. Understand how to communicate that. It's another thing Joel and I were talking about today is, you know, the gift cards also provide a significant benefit tied to the compensation plan as to how simple it is to communicate to somebody how to enroll. I mean, bottom line is if you enroll somebody and they join the business and they enroll three people with a bronze, silver, or gold pack in their first month, they're going to be in profit guaranteed. So if you need to enroll three people, do you want 10 gift cards, 20 gift cards, or 40 gift cards to do it? That's it. That's really the conversation. That's really how it should be presented. Now, other questions may come up in that conversation, but bottom line is if somebody can lock into the concept that if they enroll three people, get into the recruiter's pool, last month, as Joel said, it was nearly $600 for the recruiter's pool, plus with the first order bonuses, you're talking about another $100, $700, and our packs are $175 to $350. So they would have not only been in profit, they may have doubled or tripled their money by enrolling three people. Hey, you know, 10, 20, 40 gift cards, that is easy to hand out if somebody's excited, if somebody's motivated. And that's the key to that first phase of momentum, is for you to start the process, you to utilize your passion for the products, the business, the economic challenges that we're going through, the chaos in the healthcare system, the frustration you have with fast food and soda and crap products that are out in our food stream, and the solution that we bring. And the more passionate you are, the more gift cards you hand out, the more organized you are, the better it's going to be, and it really gets good when you start to help others do the same. So the easier you make it, the faster you make it, it's like riding a bike. It's easier to go fast than it is to go slow. People will feel your energy, they'll feel your excitement, and if you have a process that you go through, first I hand out the card, then I give them the catalog, then I follow up with them, then I ask them to enroll, this is what I say, then when you enroll somebody, you can tell them that process. You can share your secrets, you can ask them to make their list, get focused on the first 10, 20, 40 people they want to hand out gift cards to, and start handing them out. And if you get that process rolling, you're in phase one. You're starting to duplicate, and you're in phase one from the first person you enroll all the way to 20, 30, 40, 50 people. You know, hopefully you're going to, in that process, get the consultant, and importantly, get into the consultant creator pool, which up till now has been about twice as big as the recruiter's pool. It's been in the neighborhood of $1,000, and that's getting somebody to 1,000 points. So if you're enrolling somebody, creating some excitement and momentum in their first month or two, they're enrolling three people, you know, you're going to have a consultant pretty quickly, and suddenly you're going to be having a four-figure check. Well, the business gets easier as your story gets better. So the challenge is the first part, the building, the foundation, is the hardest part, but it's the most important part. And if you can get through that with some excitement and energy, then you can start to have some success. And once you show somebody that you've earned $700, that you've earned $1,200, now it gets a lot easier to hand out those cards, and it gets a lot more exciting to hand out those cards. And as you've helped other people have success, you get more confident, and your belief level goes up in the power of the cards and in the power of the products. That's when you get firmly into phase two. Now, phase two is when you start to lead. Now, importantly, you're going to continue to build. You're still going to be spending 80% of your time doing, but now you've got a responsibility, 20% of your time, to lead, to communicate, to teach, to manage, to identify key people, to act as an enroller and a source of information, to do three-way phone calls, to show up at meetings, to listen in on conference calls, to watch your numbers, to act as an example, to become more active and visible in your business. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. If people feel like your business is moving, they feel like you're excited and energized, and even though you're still only earning very part-time income, you're on the path, just like a penny doubling every day for 30 days. You're on the path to big money. You're on the path to big things, even though it's not showing up as huge, huge checks yet. As you start to get to 30, 40, 50, 100 people in your business, in that phase two part, you're starting to identify bursts of activity. You're starting to see new people show up in your business that you had nothing to do with. You're starting to lead people and help them to duplicate and maybe build out into other states. That's when you're firmly into phase two. Now, phase three is when you start to lead leaders. You're not just leading the people you brought in, but you're really identifying key people. You're focusing on those that are willing to do what you're willing to do. You're creating the culture. You're being very visible. You're driving meetings. You're setting up meetings. You're interfacing with the company. You're building relationships downline and upline and with the company. You're running interference on big issues. You know, you're really being a problem solver, an advocate, and supporting the direction of the company and the business and your business, and you're promoting and holding events, doing things that are creating energy and excitement. And that's a fun phase. Leading leaders is a fun phase. You're still doing. You're still handing out gift cards. You're still looking for key people. The most money you're going to make is by building wide, by enrolling lots of people, especially with our matching bonuses. The more people you enroll, even in the later stages of your business, the more money you're going to make. But now, the deeper your business goes, the more solid your business is, the longer term your income is going to be, and that's when you're going to have a business that's really going to be rewarding because it's going to be providing financial freedom. Because you're going to have other people who are investing their contacts, their time, their money, their efforts to build your business, and you're going to be capitalizing on the diamond pools and the diamond lifestyle bonuses, and there are thousands and thousands of dollars a month back there for you to tap into. So it's exciting to think about, it's exciting to dream about, but it can only happen phase one, phase two, phase three. You can't start at phase three. You can't skip phase two. You got to go from phase one to phase two to phase three. And oftentimes I've seen people who have gotten into and out of phase one and into phase two, and then they stop promoting. They stop building. They stop handing out cards. They start talking about the product. They've gotten lazy or cocky or wanting somebody else to do stuff for them, and suddenly they fall back down into phase one. Their business falls apart. I've also seen people who have gone through all three phases, and one of my favorite stories is a guy that I know very well, and he's been very, very successful for a couple of decades in this business, and he was with a company, a nutrition program, and he built a very, very nice business for 2 years. He was making lots of money. He was earning full-time income, and in his heart, he wasn't sure if he really had enough leaders to lead. And so he had the opportunity to go out of the country, and he decided not to. And he decided to put his head down for another full year, continue to build, continue to lead, continue to identify leaders, and really focus on phase one and two activities. Even though he could have pretended he was in phase three, he had the income to be in phase three, but he really didn't feel like he had the team that could run on its own without him. And he put another full year into his business of working hard, and from there he identified a whole new team of leaders. Some of the people he originally had caught on to the culture he was creating, the excitement and energy he was creating, and he went out of the country for 6 months, and his business grew while he was gone. And he got the phone calls when he came back, which were, "Hey, you know, we didn't miss you. Hey, go back. You know, go back to Costa Rica. You know, we're doing better without you." And I'm telling you, there are worse things to hear than "we're doing better without you" when they still give you the paycheck. So there aren't many industries or businesses where you can do literally little to nothing and earn lots of money. But you got to go through the first two phases to get to that magical third phase where leverage starts to work to your benefit. So do the basics over and over and over again. Have a high level of belief in your product and the opportunity. Instill that belief. Use the gift cards to invite. Use the gift cards to follow up. And and have fun doing it. This is a fun business. It's an easy business to do. It's an easy business not to do. So you get paid to promote. How much are you going to promote this week? Not sometime soon. This week, how many gift cards are you going to hand out? And if you don't have any gift cards, how many are you going to buy? Because that's your calling card. That is what other people are going to see, and they're going to say, wow, that looks easy. That was fun. That's interesting. I can't believe I got to try the product and you didn't have to mail it to me. I got all these audios and videos and links to websites and all this stuff happened automatically. I could do that. And that's what you want people saying. That's what you want people thinking. And show them the gift cards, show them the catalog, have some fun, and we're going to be making better websites and better presentations for you in the weeks and months ahead. So I'm very, very, very optimistic about what's going on in the business. I hope you are too. It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think. It doesn't matter what I do. It matters what you do. So make it your business. Make it your own. Have some good success. And, focus on phase one if you're in phase one. But definitely dream about what it could be like to be in phase three. Use that as motivation to hand out some more cards. So have a great, great night. Every Thursday night we help you support your business, do a business opportunity presentation. We love the support of our distributors, but much, much, much more importantly, we love you to bring guests. That's the purpose of it. So until we have a fantastic website, until we have a sizzle presentation, bring them on to the Thursday night call. Let them hear from me. Let them hear from some testimonials. I will share my experience and my passion. I am out there in the industry. I know what's going on in this industry, and there are very few opportunities as fun, as exciting, as well-positioned as Perium is right now. So we got something special. Let people know about it. And if you like this call tonight, let people know about that as well. Email them, call them, tell your team, be a leader, communicate, and say, hey, later this week when they post the new training call, be on it, listen to it. I think there's some good info. So hopefully you found it valuable. I appreciate you being on the call tonight. Have a great night. 48 hours from now, we will be on the line again to help your business. Catch you Thursday night, same time, same number. Thanks again for hosting and sharing your story, Joel, and we'll catch you Thursday night. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.